The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 0 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Isabeau Delacour. Here are today's headlines. Quebecers reluctant to get a fur toes, the high cost of keeping our kids safe, and a dangerous morning for Montrealers. Montreal public health officials are speaking at this hour about the health mandate. One thing they are addressing is the low number of people getting their fur toes. Valérie Bayer is joining us live with the story. Valérie, why are people hesitant about taking the fur toes?
Well, at the current time, the government of Quebec is recommending the third dose for those who are at a higher risk. And you know, it's open for everyone else. But now, according to Dr. Ear Rubin, the hesitance comes from the fact that people know that it doesn't fully protect them from getting infected. So they hesitate whether they need it or not.
The three doses doesn't protect against getting infected, and somebody is young and healthy and don't tend to get that sick. That's the reason where people are hesitant.
So what can be done to push people into receiving the third dose?
So there's many ways to push people into taking the third dose. Both the Liberal Party of Quebec and Quebec City Die Party have ideas to help the issue. Whether it's going door to door or using the media to send a message, both parties agree that there are ways to increase the number of vaccinations. Here's what the leaders of the two parties had to say.
Reinforcing the message, encouraging people, sending clear messages about this is going to be important.
We need to reach people, we need to go door to door, we need to do that outreach work on the ground.
And what could the government do differently about the current plan of vaccination?
So there's a few things. First, Dominique Anglade mentions the fact that we don't have a lot of answers regarding the health situation, and it's not helping the people believe in the government's decision. They have to show that the decisions that are made aren't going against one another and that they're clear. And that's not just for vaccination, that's for everything regarding the health mandate. Also, there needs to be more budget for vaccinations in schools. So Anglade believes the government could change a few things to increase vaccination.
Thank you, Valérie. By the end of 2022, the CAQ government says that it has invested hundreds of millions of dollars since the start of the pandemic for air quality. But there is a lot to blame for the spending. Matteo Micheli has the story.
It will cost more in Quebec to improve air quality, as 54% of its public schools do not have mechanical ventilation systems. This is a much higher ratio than in other provinces. For example, British Columbia has spent $122 million on school air quality, Ontario has spent $600 million, and New Brunswick has spent $13 million. This morning, during the National Assembly Conference, we learned that by the end of the year, Quebec should have invested more than $500 million to improve air quality in schools. Opposition leader Gabriel Nadeau criticized the number of CO2 from the CO2 detector in the schools. The co-leader of Quebec Solidaire blamed the CAQ government's action.
All independent experts agree on the fact that there is an issue in Quebec with the air quality.
French and English schools are very different in terms of expenses. French schools have much less control over the spending than English schools. The government has more influence. The Council of English Montreal School Board decided to purchase air purifier for those schools who don't have any mechanical ventilation. Michael Cohen from the English Council Montreal Schools Board reports.
So they went out and spent the money. It was almost $2 million, and it made a big difference in the classrooms, and it probably had a big reason why our COVID numbers have been significantly lower than most other.
For Concordia News, I'm Matteo Micheli.
With the return of in-person work comes new sanitary measures. Keeping up with COVID-19, masks will now be non-mandatory in the workplace. That is only if physical distanciation of 2 meters minimum is put in practice. During eating times, workers won't be required to put distance between each other or apply specific physical barriers. Naturally, good hygiene is still in order. Wash your hands. After 2 years of slowdown activity, Montreal's landmark Palais des Congrès will host large events, conventions, and fairs starting next month. But something non-COVID related might compromise the schedule: the employees' latest call to strike action. Yvon de Jacquelin explains.
We voted a five-year strike. We voted 5 days of strike that we will take when the moment is good. It's never something that we want to do, but they don't want to move. The workers' syndicate at Palais des Congrès voted yesterday in General Assembly 5 days of strike, without any notice of when the strike would take place. This is an intimidation move by the syndicates to push management to the negotiations table on the matter of work contracts, and management's refusal to make those contracts status quo with public service contracts, which Le Palais des Congrès is a part of. According to the syndicates, the employees are sending off a strong signal to their management saying they are willing to get back to work, but not until they have a contract, which would give them stability for the years to come. See, what we want is to sign and get tranquility of mind for the year to come and the next, and what opposes us, we think, is a total lack of seriousness on their part. The CSN said they would not tell on which event they plan to strike, but the Montreal National Home Show is coming up on March 10th, and the pressure is high for management after 2 years of very slow-paced activity at the Palais that mostly consisted of vaccination lines. For Concordia News, I'm Ivan de Jacqueline.
Quebec medical technicians have urged the government to implement pay equity in their field. They asked for their efforts to be recognized and their pay to reflect them. This is not the only time that they have voiced this concern, and they are fed up with having to repeat it since 2010. They are afraid of not being able to catch up on the surgeries pending due to the pandemic without government help. Drivers and pedestrians across Montreal are in for tricky commutes today. Yesterday's mix of snow, rain and freezing rain have made for slippery conditions throughout the city. Gabriela Villaruel is reporting live on the story. Gabriela, how are people handling the aftermath of yesterday's chaotic weather?
Well, I'm currently on Rue Terrebonne in Montreal West, and the sidewalk is almost impossible to stand on right now. Yesterday's freezing rain has turned the pavement practically into ice. I saw a mother having to carry both her toddler and her pram over a massive puddle of melting ice. And as we speak, there are snow removal vehicles hard at work trying to clear the roads. Here's what I gathered from some of the people on the street.
The weather conditions were pretty bad today. I woke up and I had to make my way to college, and it was pretty bad because the snow puddles were all across the road. There were huge puddles of ice and water all across the roads, and the cars were stuck in traffic for a pretty long time just because the roads were not cleared.
Do people feel like the streets are being cleared fast enough this morning?
I think it's a safe bet that main streets will be cleared by the end of the day, but clearly the issue is still the side streets. For pedestrians specifically, there are still many sidewalks that haven't been cleared or salted, but the main concern seems to come particularly from drivers. The conditions on the road don't seem to be great. Environment Canada is still issuing a warning for drivers in other parts of the province, so if you're going off-island today, you might want to be careful. And I spoke with a man who even preferred not to drive into work today because of the tricky conditions. Here's what he had to say.
The weather condition is really, really bad today. My kids didn't go to the school because the school was closed. And when I was trying to reach my job, I received a call from my manager telling me not to go driving because there was a lot of accidents in the way, and the roads were very bad. So I think they are not clearing the roads fast enough.
I understand things were a lot worse this morning.
Yeah, that's definitely true. As we heard, many schools were closed because of the weather conditions. This is like the case particularly off-island. But as to what we can expect for later today, we won't be getting any more freezing rain for the moment, thankfully. But temperatures are still below the freezing mark, and we will be going down to minus 16 later. So we'll probably see a lot of those puddles on the street turn back into ice and continue to make it hard for pedestrians to get around. So it's going to be slow, cautious walking in the city today. Hopefully, salt trucks and snow plows across the city will help tackle the problem as soon as possible.
Thank you, Gabriela. 2021 debrief of the year's organ transplants was released. The big news, the amount of Quebecers waiting for a transplant has increased by more than 10%, representing 86 people. Such growth had not been seen for the previous 10 years. While the amount of people waiting to receive a liver or a kidney has also increased, the number of people waiting for a lung transplant has recorded a historic low. For a total of 888 people registered on the waiting list, 409 received a successful transplant during the year. In the entertainment world today, Montrealers prepared for Nuit Blanche this Saturday. The lineup for Oceaga 2022 is finally out, and the Oscars announced that they will be given even more awards off-air. Esme Bale has all our arts news.
Here are the wonderfully talented artists nominated this year for Achievement in Makeup and Hairstyling.
You won't be hearing this at this year's 94th Academy Awards. With ratings declining, the Oscars are presenting 8 awards off-air, including the awards for makeup and hairstyling, film editing, and production design. Instead, the awards will be presented before the live broadcasts of the Oscars begin on March 27th. The Academy President, David Rubin, says that the cuts are an attempt to make the show more electric and increase viewer engagement. Dua Lipa will be one of the headliners at Oceaga this summer. The Foo Fighters and A$AP Rocky will also be headlining the weekend. Additionally, artists such as Charlie XCX, Mitski, Bleachers, and Machine Gun Kelly are scheduled to perform. There will be Quebec-based artists present as well, like Safia Nolin and Men I Trust. After having to postpone the event for the last 2 years due to the pandemic, Oceaga is currently set to happen this summer on July 29th to July 31st. If you're looking for something to do this week in Montreal, there is Nuit Blanche on Saturday. The city will be hosting multiple art events late into the night. The Museum of Fine Arts, where Nicolas Party's exhibit is currently on display, will be open until midnight. The Fee Center will be displaying an exhibit on hip-hop in Quebec. The Montreal Symphony House will be hosting a concert by Jean Willy Kunz and DJ Pascal Projet. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters just announced during an interview on the Howard Stern Show that he's experiencing significant hearing loss. He struggles to hear people even when having casual conversations. He assures that the hearing loss is not majorly impacting his music. He claims that when mixing an album, he is still attentive to the slightest detail.
Cyrano?
Cyrano.
Pleasure to meet you, Cyrano de Bergerac.
With movie theaters finally opened, it would be a perfect weekend to go see the new release, Cyrano. The musical, directed by Joe Wright, stars Peter Dinklage as the lead. The movie is based on Edmund Rostand's play, which sports the same name. It explores the story of a man dealing with an unrequited love. It originally premiered at the Telluride Film Festival in September, where it received praise from critics.
Thank you, Esme. An unusual man was seen jogging on the roads of Edmonton, dressed with layers and layers of clothes. The reality is that David Ilyuk broke a world record, running a half marathon wrapped in 90 t-shirts. Determined to beat the previous record of 76 shirts, Ilyuk trained like an athlete. During his 4 months training period, he piled more and more t-shirts on his body until his upper body mobility was impacted. Completing the race in 2 hours and 37 minutes, Ilyuk is more than happy with his new achievement. Above all, he hopes that he brought smiles on the faces of those who watched him race. Temperatures will ride roller coasters this week. Enjoy the warm weather while you can, because it will get chilly again. We will be seeing sun on Thursday, but don't get fooled. It will also be one of the coldest days of the week with minus 17 degrees. Beware of the snow on Friday. On a good note, the weather will warm up over the weekend with a maximum of minus 2 degrees on Sunday. That's your news to 1128. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Isabelle Delacour.